You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome, welcome back to the Blind and Beyond. This is the second hour of the show.
First hour flew by, chicken wings and all.
The show that's featuring my main man. What's your name? Greg Lindbergh?
I think so.
You think so, right?
Last time I checked my birth certificate.
Okay.
His mother and father on the other side.
That's right.
And Lily.
And my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Let's and for get those who don't know, one second. For the people who don't know, just turn the dial. This show is catered to the visually impaired, legally blind, and also the sighted folks. We are the bridge between both. So this way you can learn about us and listen to the show and have fun,
call in for trivia. You're more than welcome to call anytime to ask any questions, and you can answer all the trivia. Anyway, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Greg, you're up.
Yes. All right. Well, our next guest, I'd like to welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We have Sharon Giovinazzo. She is the president and CEO of World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas. Sharon, are you there?
I'm here, Greg. How are you?
Good, Sharon. How's it going? The Super Bowl Sunday
for you. Hey, Michael. Hey, Lynn.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year, guys.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
You know, it's been a while since we've called in, but there was really good reason for that. The year ended with a vacation. I went on a cruise, went to the Dominican Republic, Aruba, Curacao. I went horseback riding and zip lining, and, of course, I worked on my vitamin sun levels while I was there.
Wow.
And then I returned for a whole day, you know, just long enough to do laundry, and I flew out to California, where I ended up on January 2nd. I walked in the Tournament of Roses parade.
I saw that
on, there?
I saw you on Facebook in the parade.
Sharon, wait.
Yeah, I waved at you, Lynn and Michael.
Yeah, right.
Sharon, I got a question for you.
Michael.
You said you went horseback riding.
What did the guide dog do during zip gliding and horseback riding?
Wait a minute. I'm going to ask you a question.
I want to know that.
Zip lining, I'm curious.
So when you went horseback riding, right? Now, the folks have to know you're blind. So the question is, was someone on the horse with you? How did that work when you...
Nope, I was on the horse all by myself, Michael.
No kidding.
You know, it was like that old muscle man. Well, one, it was a trail horse, and so, you know, I kind of knew where it was going, but I put my foot in that stirrup, flung my leg up over there, and I tell you, you talk about muscle memory, it was like I was a kid again. I've not ridden since I went blind 16 years ago, so it was amazing, but the zip lining over the rainforest, 7 platforms, 3 miles of zip lines was absolutely positively amazing.
Wow.
You know, just hanging on by a thread, man.
Oh,
just
my
hanging
God.
By a thread.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something. I don't know if I would do that. As brave as I am.
She's very brave.
Yeah, but as brave as I am.
Greg,
would you do that?
No, you're very brave.
No, but the point is this way. You're on a horse, and you're blind. And the horse is doing his thing, and you're just sitting there, and you got to hope the guide that he's doing his thing, and you're on the stay on
well,
the trail.
Well, they know the temperament of the dog.
Well, you know, when the horse went into the river, that was a bit of a surprise, but that's okay. My shoes got clean.
He really went in the water?
We crossed the river.
Wow.
But, you know, hey, before I give an update about WSB, I got to give a special shout-out to somebody. And that's somebody really special. And you know who that is?
No.
It's the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So thank you.
You know, you guys are just absolutely amazing. And the service that you provide to the blind community is just absolutely second to none. You not only have entertainment. God knows, any place that Michael is, there's entertainment.
Exactly.
You have education, but you also give a connection to the community.
Well, thank you.
And just like you were saying, it's the bridge between the blind and the sighted community, but it's even a bridge within the community. And it's not even a bridge over troubled water. I mean, and you know, and I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Well, thank
you. Thank you for saying it. Thank you.
Services or a product that benefits the blind community, there's no better platform to spread the message. It's truly a touchdown. You like that football?
Thank you so much.
Terrific.
Thank
Greg,
you. With the extra points.
Greg.
Yeah, thank you. Right? Thank you. And it's really a win-win scenario. So
thank
really,
you. Greg, tell Sharon what you call
thank
us.
Thank you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do have
and
a nickname.
I'm really excited about what we have going on for 2017 at WSB. And, you know, with you guys as one of our partners, you know, there's a lot of advertising opportunities out there in social media platforms, and some of that, at best, is a Hail Mary pass.
You're so funny.
And so, again, thanks for what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
On the World Services front, let's talk a little bit about what's going on there.
Really exciting
stuff this year.
There really is.
We continue to add programs and provide flexibility and skills needed to secure a career, and now we're offering online training, and that's going really well. We've went through our first few pilots of some of the programs. We're even doing assistive technology training online now under special circumstances.
Wow.
Now, you know, I don't want to get political here, but I do have some information. Everybody's heard that President Trump signed a hiring freeze.
Right. We wanted to talk, wanted to hear your take on that.
And that has impacted our IRS training program. This year's classes so far have been suspended. And right now, you know, he's working as the CEO of the government. And so he has to evaluate about what's going on, and I totally respect that. So none of this is red and blue or black or white, or it's not even Patriots or Falcons today.
Right.
This is not uncommon. And so it's just one of those things that's going to require a little bit of patience. Our partnership with the IRS and WSB is 50 years long. So it's not going anywhere. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So anybody who's interested in that program, still apply for the program. You're going to come in, you're going to do your evaluation, identify any skill deficits that may have prevented you from getting accepted. The advantage that you have is now you have a little bit of time to work on it. So if you're a JAWS user, you need to be able to read Braille on a Braille display at 60 words a minute. And know how to navigate a refreshable Braille display efficiently. And the other prerequisites that we have are listed on the website, but I highlight that one because a lot of people, until they get a job and they actually need to have a Braille display because they're so expensive, they don't have them in their hands. So there's a learning curve associated with going from paper Braille to electronic Braille. And we have those opportunities there, and we have the electronics there to be able to do it. So if there's any skill deficits, we can help bring those skills up. But in the meantime, like I said, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when those IRS training classes will resume. But one of the advantages we have at WSB is we provide that program flexibility. And so if you wanted to work on something that was directly related and in the wheelhouse of like what the IRS does, you can go into our credit counseling program. We're the only program in the nation training people who are blind, not just low vision, but totally blind, how to be certified credit counselors. We have our customer service suite. We have desktop support technician classes. It'll allow you to find work and live where you want to. And we offer job placement services throughout the United States, so not just here in Little Rock. No matter where you live or where you want to live, we'll help you find a job. And I think people forget about that, and they forget about that flexibility. And even the 10 students that we had on campus for evaluation for this IRS class that I had to bring in and tell, this job that you were fixing to interview for today, it's on hold for right now. But they had a soft place to fall, and they're all refocusing, going into different programs. So. You know, and that's the beauty of it, is we can meet clients where they're at, and we can get them to where they want to go, and we provide them the tools in order to get there. And, you know, we're not new at this. We've been doing this for 70 years, since 1947.
Wow, we were wrong.
Sustainable independence for people who are blind and visually impaired.
70 years.
We serve more than 13,000 people from all 50 states and from 58 countries.
Wow.
And we have an over 80% placement rate. So we know a little bit about what we're doing.
I hope so.
70 years.
That's
70
amazing.
Years. I tell you, I'm getting old.
So Sharon, so the people didn't panic, is what you're saying, when they found out about the freeze. They just...
Well, you know, it's normal. I mean, some of them have put all their eggs in one basket.
Right.
And I mean, this is something they was counting on. You know, they've given up their lives. They made this commitment, cream of the crop, you know, to be accepted into this program. But, you know, after the initial shock, we were there. We had case managers. They're working with their state counselors to get them refocused. And, you know, they can, I know there's six of them at least that are going to be going into our credit counseling course. And so that's really exciting for them because it's not lost, because they could go home. But you don't know if it's going to be for 6 months or if it's going to be for a year.
Right.
This could have happened a week after they got to the job site. If they hadn't started the job yet, they could have said, you can't start and we don't know when you'll be able to. So at least they were in a safe place, and at least they have a place where they can refocus.
Right, like
and
Michael.
So it's not a fumble at all.
Michael,
another football reference.
Michael always says, what I learned, Sharon, is it's all about plan B.
That's right.
That's life,
you put your eggs all in one basket and the bottom falls out, you know, even if that happens, the best that you can do is make scrambled eggs, and you can pick up the eggshells, yep, throw them in your garden, and you're going to grow something beautiful.
That's,
I mean,
right,
there's always, you know, sometimes it takes the rain to make a rainbow. I mean, all those cliches,
right,
that,
but they're true,
you know, can go along with that, you know, that we can say, but, you know, that's one of the things that sets us aside, is that we do have the flexibility to say, okay, if not this, then that. You know, we don't paint anybody into a corner and say, well, you came in for that program, you know, tough noogies, you're just going to have to go home and figure it out yourself. That's not what we're about. So, right, you know, while we're waiting on authorizations, you know, they get to eat a few good meals, and I know some of them went out to the Looney Bin, which is a comedy club that we have here in Little Rock. They went out to Willie D's to celebrate somebody's birthday this weekend, and I even seen one of them was at the Waffle House with a group of
folks. The Waffle House, and Michael's favorite place.
And I told them they need to get their hash brown smothered, covered, diced, topped, whatever else, yeah, the Waffle House has.
Bring it on, yeah.
So, Sharon, I have a question. When are you coming to the Orlando area?
Well, let's see. I just ran through there recently, but It shouldn't be that long. You know, we have a partner down there in Florida with our credit counseling course, and I'm going to have to do some rounds. And I was invited when I was out in Pasadena for the Tournament of Roses parade. I met Lions from Florida, and I'm going to actually try to get out to their state convention and do a keynote speech for them. So I'm working on that right
okay,
now. But
well,
don't think that I'm not going to come there and bug you guys in person when I'm there.
Well, I was hoping you would.
yeah, I'll let you know when I'm going to be down there.
Okay,
but I'm
great.
Definitely going to come down
you'll
there.
You come to the studio. That'll be fun.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That means I actually get to see Michael that way.
Right. Right now, if you saw Michael, he's eating a chicken wing in the other room.
And he's not sharing. Hey, but you know, there's nothing like things that, you know, your mommy told you when you grew up. You know, you know how parents are really encouraging about stuff. My mom always told me I had a face for radio, and you guys have actually confirmed that. I have a face for radio.
Michael, I asked when you asked
chicken wing.
She wants a chicken wing. I asked Sharon when she's going to come this way, and then she could come into the studio, and then she said I could actually see Michael.
Absolutely.
Get it?
And, yeah. And then we get you some wings.
Yeah,
so we have
get
a caller.
Wings.
Pardon me. Well,
we have a caller for Sharon?
Yeah, we have a caller.
Oh, goody.
Ooh.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, who's on the line?
Our very own, the one and only Miss Sheila. How you doing, Sheila?
I'm good. Sharon, I am the one that does the one of the commercials for...
Hey, Sheila.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am awesome. I would love it if you ever get to Orlando that we could get together. That would be so much fun.
That would be fun. We would paint Orlando red.
I'm thinking red, black, and blue. Anyway, I just wanted to say I appreciate what your organization is doing, and people need to know that, you know what, you are giving such an opportunity for people. And
well, you know, we're honored to be able to do it. People entrust us to get them to the next part of their life, and I take that job pretty seriously as the president and CEO there, but, you know, for me it's not a job, it's a calling. There was a reason why 16 years ago that my sight was taken from me, and I say that it took me losing my sight to gain a vision, and, you know,
and
I really
you're right.
feel like this is something I was called to do. So.
And you're doing an awesome
She's
job.
She's amazing.
So I just wanted
hey,
to say
hey, did you
thank
guys
you.
See the new family member?
I put it on Facebook. I knew there was.
Yeah, Kenley is doing great. She's laying right here beside
Sharon,
me.
Sharon, tell. I forgot. I knew there was something I wanted you to tell everybody. Tell everybody about the dog.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, I was watching the news. I never watch the local news. And for some reason, on a Saturday morning, I had the local news on, and they told about this story about a dog that got shot. It shattered her femur, and they ended up having to amputate her left back leg all the way up to her hip, so she has, like, nothing left.
Wow.
And her name's Kenley.
She gets around. I saw her.
She's a beautiful German shepherd, but, you know, it goes even further, and she's so emaciated that even her little head has shrunken. and you can count every rib, every backbone. And so she's about 3.5 weeks out from her amputation. And, you know, for the entire time I've been there, I've had students beg me to bring on a campus pet. And I've went out and I've met a bunch of them. I've interviewed a bunch. We've looked at paws in prison. And right here at Little Rock Animal Village, which is one of the local rescue organizations, I seen that story and I called the director. Well, needless to say, with the news coverage, there was hundreds of people who applied for it. And I said, what I wanted to do was to have her as a campus pet. I said, because people do put their lives on hold, and sometimes you just need somebody to pet. I mean, when you have Michael, after all, not everybody has Michael to pet.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I went and met her and went and visited with her a few times, and I knew before I even met her that she was the one. And she's been home with me. I picked her up Friday afternoon. She's been home with me all weekend, and I've been working with her a little bit, and going to bring her into the office tomorrow, and we're actually doing an introduction. We are making her, everybody who's with me has a job, and so we're making her the director of hugs. Hugs, understanding, grins, and sympathy.
Yeah, she gets around. I saw a video, somebody from Wendy's or something had her in the yard.
Right. That was one of the. And she was like less than 2 weeks out from me.
She was running all over the place.
She's almost a month out now, and she's doing amazing. She's been playing with my guide dog Watson all weekend.
I was wondering about that.
And it's like she didn't know how to play. She's had several litters of puppies. She's only about two.
Oh wow.
Been shot. Been emaciated. She's heartworm positive, but the Little Rock Animal Village has a heartworm treatment program, which is about $1,000. And they're sponsoring that, so that's not costing me anything. And we're going to actually introduce her as a new staff member, I think, on Thursday.
Oh, so what's her name?
Her name's Kenley.
Kenley.
And so, you know, I was in Alaska for a while. And so Mount McKinley, the Indian name for Mount McKinley is Denali. And the literal translation of that is the Great One. And so she's Miss Denali of Mount McKinley, the Great One of WSB, a.k.a. Kenley.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's standing here wagging her tail right now.
Oh.
She wants to be on Blind and Beyond, too.
Well, you'll bring... Kenley does? Kenley wants to be on Blind and Beyond, too.
Yeah, bring her here.
Hi, Kenley. Hi, Watson.
Kenley!
Hey, Kenley.
Hi, Kenley! They said hello to you. You have an admiring audience.
When I saw that story, I just had to have you talk about it on the air.
Yeah, she is going to be awesome. And she does. It's like she didn't know how to play. They said that she had been tied up in a yard.
Yeah.
And she's been, you know, puppy milling puppies out. And,
real
you
abuse.
Know, Watson has been teaching her how to play, how to take naps, and, you know, everything important.
Well,
I mean,
she's going to have
dog should be able to do.
She's going
to
have a wonderful home at the WSB. And by the way, about that lion mane on Watson, I don't know about that. I don't know,
hey,
Sharon.
I told you everybody has a job in my house, and sometimes that's your guide dog has to dress appropriately.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Did you see him dressed up in his T-shirt for the parade?
No.
No, oh, my goodness.
So.
We all had jackets that matched that had the Rose Bowl float that I marched beside. It's Lions' 100-year celebration this year. And so I had the honor of marching or walking alongside of that float. And so he escorted me, and so he didn't have a jacket. So I got him a T-shirt that had a picture of the float, and he walked that. Colorado Boulevard is 5.5 miles. We walked 8.9 miles that day,
gosh.
And he was happy the entire time. He just loved it.
Wow. All right.
Well, Sharon, thank you so much for coming on.
Well,
we
guys,
really appreciate it.
We appreciate it. And when I get down there to Orlando, I expect some chicken wings.
You better. We're going to have a big chicken wing party.
Count on it.
Yep.
All right.
Thank
I
you
love
so
you guys.
Much.
Love
Thanks,
you.
Sharon.
Take care.
Talk
thank
to you soon. Bye-bye.
We're going to break. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Bump, 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 do it. At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. By the way, if you want to look us up, it's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to us, just write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So you folks out there that are sitting on your butts and just keep on saying, why doesn't he talk about us here in Philadelphia? Or why not talk about somebody here in Chicago? Well, guess what? Write, and we will. Write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and we'll talk about whatever you want to say. You can call us up, and we'll talk about it. So this show is open to you, whether you're visually impaired, blind, or even sighted. If you listen to the show, if you like the show, you got something to say. If you don't like the show, just turn us off and don't say anything. If you like the show, well, we hope that you do.
Can I tell you something, Mike?
What are you saying?
I love the show.
You love the show? What's the score now? So people tell people.
Right now, halftime was amazing. I'm just going to say it. They just not finishing up halftime. Score right now is 3-21 Atlanta Falcons.
So 21-3.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Was Lady Gaga good in her halftime?
Yeah, she really. I'm not a halftime show kind of person to watch.
Right.
She really sparked my attention from the jump. Like, she had stars on the top of the roof, and she just jumped off the top of the roof and right down to the middle of the platform. And then your dad was telling me that she jumped off the stage and just disappeared.
Really?
So I got to see this.
A net or something behind
to
the
catch
stage.
Her.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, but I got to watch this thing
little
again.
Little David Copperfield magic right. tricks.
So Greg Lindberg.
Yes.
Let's do a trivia.
Okay, so I have another Name That Tune here, and I'm actually going to play the whole song this time.
407-894-1680. I'll say it one more time, and then listen to this, who's singing, and tell me who is singing it. 407-894-1680. Go ahead, Greg.
All right, here
thing.
We go. Hey, where did you go? Days when the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog. Ah, a heart's a thumping in you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Now whatever happened to Tuesday and so slow? Going down to the old mine with a transistor radio. Standing in the sunlight laughing, hide behind a rainbow's wall. Slipping and a sliding all along the waterfall with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-ti-da, just like that? Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-ti-da. So hard to find my way now that I'm all on my own. I saw you just the other day. My, you have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometime I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-ti-da? Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-ti-da. 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 La-ti-da. La-ti-da.
That was my favorite of
great,
all the songs.
Great. No, I feel like Poor Little Fool is better, but that's a good song. So anyway, who's singing that song? I'm not talking about him, Greg Lindberg.
No.
The question is, who was the originator? Who sang that song? 407-894-1680. Greg?
Yes. Can I give out a little? Of you. Thanks. Can I give out just a little hint?
No. So, Greg.
Yes.
When did you learn to play so good?
That was amazing.
I started taking lessons about 3 years ago now.
From Bill Brown?
Yeah, I started with that, and then a few months after that, I started going to a local music store.
Oh, give Bill Brown a plug. Let's hear.
Yeah.
Because originally, you couldn't play at all, right?
Right. I got a guitar for Christmas. I had always wanted to play, but I had no clue how to play when I picked it up. So.
And you can't see the guitar, right?
Right. Right.
So.
But
that's
you got a CD, and then you learned
yes.
from there.
Yeah,
introductory CD.
Right, and it was all by audio. You know, mm-hmm. Bill would explain exactly where to put your fingers on the strings and on the frets to play different chords and notes. And then he's got a lot of samples, you know, actual songs and lessons on how to play those. Like,
so listen to this,
hundred.
What he's saying, folks. Greg,
we have two
visually
callers.
Impaired, right?
Yeah. Right.
And you learn to play by yourself.
Correct.
So that means that basically most people can do the same thing, right?
Yeah, as long as you
but
can
feel. But
they don't.
Feel. They don't. Because they're going to sit there and say, I'm blind. I can't do anything.
You have to have the ambition and want to
that
do it.
That goes back to the positive. Right. If you're a positive way of thinking and you know basically that there's more to life than your sight.
Exactly.
Right.
We've got some callers on the line.
Okay.
Okay. Who's first?
Greg.
We're going to go to Daytona Beach, the world's most famous beach. And we have our good friend, Doug. Doug, that's okay.
Doug, hang up.
All right, then. We're going to go over to Clearwater, Florida, and talk with our good friend, the one and only Dr. Eugene, the press.
Hey, what's up over there?
Hey, Eugene. How's
it going?
How y'all doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting back chilling, listening to Greg sing.
All right. Better than the Super Bowl.
Yes, it is. I don't even have the Super Bowl on.
Oh, there you
wow.
go.
Wow. Okay.
I'm impressed. Isn't it?
I think it was Van Morrison singing that song, wasn't it?
That's right.
Oh, my
yes.
goodness gracious. You just won $10 right. gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep. As Michael right. would say, 100%. 100%.
100% right.
You want to catch it again? Greg is on Facebook right now. We put it on live. So go to Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and there's Greg.
So yep. don't go away. Just give your name and address, and we'll send you a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right. I just got to say, Greg does great playing guitar. I used to play, but I haven't played in probably about 40 years.
Wow.
Just a few years ago, huh?
Well, maybe he inspired you to take it up again.
Well, Eugene, I don't think you lost the touch. You know, it's just like riding a bike. Once you get back on, it'll pick right back up, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
You still have your guitar, right?
Yeah, I used to play a Fender.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing right now.
I used to play For Your Love by the Yardbirds.
You know him?
House of Bride and Son and all those.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to mention Eugene here is the new president of the Pinellas Council of the Blind, so we're great to have his leadership.
El Presidente!
At least the next 2 years, hopefully longer.
That's fantastic. Well, call in anytime. Give us the scoop on what's going out there in Pinellas County.
Let's hear from you more often.
Yeah, I definitely will.
All right. Okay. Do you have our email address, Eugene?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well,
anything you want to report?
Just absolutely.
No problem. We're
close
to the phone.
We're fixing to go bowling the 25th of this month, and me and Greg are going to have a little competition and see how we do.
Okay. Well, let us know before. We'll do a thing on it, okay? We'll give you
okay,
some plugs.
We'll do.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
and
thanks.
Don't go away. Listen.
Thanks
we're gonna,
for calling.
Don't hang up. Chris is going to take your name and address and send you a $10 gift card.
Okay.
Thanks
like
for
it.
Listening. Okay. Well... Now you got El Presidente from Little Rock, Arkansas. You got El Presidente from, where is he from? Clearwater?
Pinellas County.
Pinellas County?
Clearwater.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of presidents on tonight. And kind of on that note, if it's okay, our vice president, his name is Grant Downey, and today is his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
So I just wanted to play a little quick ditty here for him.
Okay.
Yeah, do your thing.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Grant. Happy birthday to you.
You know, I don't know if you know now, we can do that without paying a royalty. Before, we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we had to pay a royalty.
Remember, Michael used to just sing happy, happy, happy birthday. There was
that's
a reason
true.
For that.
I heard it was copyrighted or there
yeah,
was something.
Yeah, the family
it's copyright, but there's no more. Now it's for everybody.
The
so
family
they took
gave
it.
Up the royalties.
Wow.
Yeah, they took it. Now they no more. They used to get like, I don't know, $10 million
that
a year or something.
That song started in the 1800s. It actually is a school teacher.
Really?
Wrote that song, and the family just inherited all the royalties.
Yeah,
over
the foundation
years.
Would get like $10 million a year. Some ridiculous.
Wow!
Now they don't get nothing.
Yeah, because I've been to restaurants and they sing their own rendition. I guess they couldn't sing it, but now
yeah, because of royalty, now they can.
So,
right,
Greg, didn't
right.
you say you had some things about Super Bowl that you wanted to talk about?
I know I did have just a trivia, but I think you already mentioned as far as the first Super Bowl that it was the Green Bay Packers who won that. And so now we're on Super Bowl 51, 50 years later.
Well, see, there, your mother and Chris are laughing back there, Greg. Ask them what's going on.
What's going on back there? What are you laughing
guys?
About?
Greg's missing the game. What's happening?
Oh, no. It's the commercial.
Oh, okay.
It's a new Mr. Clean commercial.
Oh, jeez.
And Mr. Clean, you know Mr. Clean in his all white, he's going around cleaning the
his
house.
T-shirt, yeah.
Well, Mr. Clean, an upgraded 2017 version.
Oh, no.
It's not the normal Mr. Clean, so the wife is excited, but when her eyes really open up, it's her husband, and she just pounced on her husband for doing a great job cleaning the house. Great job, Mr. Clean. So maybe
would,
I need to go get some.
That would be in my house, though. That would be in my house.
That's definitely.
My wife's always criticized me the way I clean.
The 2017 Mr. Clean. Oh, y'all got
paid a lot of money for that commercial.
It's still 21-3, Chris?
Yes, it is. It's 21-3. I'm sorry. Okay. That commercial was just hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, you guys have to really go through and see this commercial.
I wish I could see it.
Bobby's described it. So what else you got as far as some of those Super Bowl trivia? There's some good ones there.
Yeah, quite a few. The Super Bowl is one of the most watched U.S. television broadcasts of the year, attracting many companies to spend millions of dollars.
Speaking of which,
on commercials. Just kind of ironic how that one just came about, right?
Yeah.
The lowest amount of points scored in a Super Bowl is 3, which is currently right now for the New England Patriots, scored by the Miami Dolphins in Super Bowl 20.
So there's never been a shutout.
No, not that I know of.
What else you got?
The name Super Bowl came from the AFL founder and Kansas City Chiefs owner, Lamar Hunt. He had jokingly referred to the proposed interleague championship as the Super Bowl after seeing his daughter playing with a toy called Super Bowl. The ball is now on display at the Pro Bowl Hall of Fame in what city? You know where the Pro Bowl Hall of Fame is,
no
Mike?
Idea. Do you know, Michael?
Kansas City?
No.
Canton?
That's it. Canton, Ohio.
Ding, 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 ding.
There you go.
This kid is just too smart.
The Minnesota Vikings have played in 4 Super Bowls, but has never led a Super Bowl for even a single second.
Who's that?
The Minnesota Vikings.
No kidding.
Mm. And you, what team has the most Super Bowl championships? Do anybody know that one?
You know, Greg?
Is that the Packers?
No.
Steelers?
I was gonna say the Steelers.
That's right. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's right.
They have the most championship rings in the NFL.
Team has never been to the Super Bowl, plus they never won any kind of championship? One team has never won a championship since they've been in existence, let alone Super Bowl. They never even won a conference.
You must be talking about the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nope.
Cleveland
only one
Browns.
One team has never won.
Cleveland?
Nope.
The Jacksonville Jaguars has not won.
They've won.
What Super Bowl they won?
They won a conference.
Conference championship.
Okay.
They won a conference championship.
So you name it conference and Super Bowl.
I'm saying that let alone they've never been to the Super Bowl. They've never won a conference. They never won the game before the Super Bowl, which is the championship. They've never won, ever.
Oh, that's a tough one.
You want me to give you the answer?
Give me a hint.
They played in the playoffs this year, and they lost. But they were doing good.
They played in the playoffs. Houston Texans.
Correct.
Yeah.
Houston Texans.
Oilers.
And the Super Bowl, formerly the Oilers.
Well, I'm saying the Houston, since they've been Houston.
Yes.
Not the Oilers. That was different. Yeah. Oilers. I'm talking
right.
About.
Okay.
Now they
since 2002. Yeah.
Well, since their existence. That's the name.
2002. Yeah. Yep.
Did you know that in 1978, both Randy White and Harvey Martin were co-winners of the MVP award?
Harvey Martin? I don't even know the name Harvey Martin.
Harvey Martin. Yeah.
Is that Harvey we just had on the radio?
No,
Harvey just called Harvey.
Not that Harvey.
Oh, gosh.
Chuck Howley, the MVP winner for the 1971 Super Bowl, is the only player from a losing team to be named MVP. Now, that I didn't know. And the record crowd at the Super Bowl game was 103,985. In 1980 at the Rose Bowl Stadium. 1980. Who was that in the Super Bowl in 1980?
1980. I can tell you that right now because my team was in there.
Not San Francisco.
It was Eagles versus Oakland.
Really? Yeah. Well, that sounded about right. Pasadena.
Eagles versus Oakland. They lost to Oakland Raiders in 1980.
Before they became the LA Raiders and then went back to Oakland Raiders.
Right. All I know is the Raiders. The Raiders beat the Eagles in 1980. Yep.
Yep. So that's about it on.
Okay.
Okay. So listen, folks. Hope you learned a little bit today. Hope you got a kick out of here, Mr. Greg Lemberg. I'll tell you something. He is good. He is good.
Well,
I have to
still
give
have 15
take my
minutes,
hat.
So you can
so
still
what?
Play
Stop
some
talking
more.
To Greg.
Yeah,
pardon me, young lady.
More.
You interrupted. If I did that, you'd be yelling at me.
That's right.
So, Greg.
Yes.
Pardon the interruption from the young lady on the left. Happens to be my wife, but it's okay. I love her.
Yes.
So, Greg, you did a great job. I really mean it.
Thanks.
I'm very proud of the way you play that guitar and the way you sing.
I appreciate
it. Let me hear a little
that.
More Poor Little Fools.
Okay. I don't know a whole lot.
No,
I don't remember a whole lot at all.
I love it. I love Poor Little Fools.
I used to play around with hearts that hastened at my call. But when I met that little girl, Lynn, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was a fool, Poor little fool, oh yeah. I was a fool,
Did you know this, Greg? Greg?
Yes.
Did you know this? The girl who wrote that song originally did not like the way Ricky Nelson did that song.
Ah.
Because she wanted it a much slower tempo.
Oh, really?
And she didn't like the way he did it, even though it became number one. That's right. Poor little fool, Ricky Nelson.
So she thought it was too fast?
Yeah,
or it was
she didn't like it. She didn't like it. She wrote him a whole thing. And she wanted him to recut it and everything else. He wouldn't. And meanwhile, it became a big record.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's one of those guys, you know, died fairly young, right?
Yeah.
Ricky Nelson.
A plane crash.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you just wonder about all those guys that died young and what else they could have done in music. And, I mean, they did so much in their careers,
the youngest
but what more could they have
you
done?
You know, the youngest of all the singers who died in plane crashes who had a hit record?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you a big hint. This guy.
Really?
Westport, Connecticut.
What happened?
Wow.
What happened?
You're missing the scoop here.
Ricky Nelson in Westport, Connecticut.
What happened?
Back in the day.
She
My
lived,
mom
near lived near Ricky Nelson.
Oh, you lived near Ricky
and
Nelson?
The family.
Oh, listen to that. The Lindbergh lived next door to them. I thought he was in L.A.
This is Westport, Connecticut. This was many, many years ago.
Oh, he lived in Westport, Connecticut?
1960.
Wow.
I'm dating myself.
Westport, Connecticut.
Yes.
So wait, so then you knew Ozzy and Harriet? And just Ricky.
Just Ricky Nelson and Joanne Woodward.
What about Meryl Streep's brother?
And, that's right. The Newmans lived in Westport. I remember that.
Yes. Oh, I hear that. We're going to break. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. I'm here with Lynn Golder. I'm here with Greg Lindberg. That's right. What's your dog's name?
Lily the Maltese.
I'm here with Lily the Maltese. That's right.
I'm here with.
Hey, she's cute, too. She's so
she's
little
backstage
doggy.
With behind the window scene.
She's teeny.
With Chris Shaw. Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. And,
how's the game going?
We are down at the 9-yard line. The Atlanta Falcons are getting ready to drive it into the end zone. Just
again?
Like the ball passing. And it looked like it was almost picked off, but a flag was thrown. Looked like pass interference on the New England Patriots. But we're down to 8 minutes and 36 seconds left in the third quarter. 3-21, and the Atlanta Falcons are getting ready to make that transition back into the end zone again. That's
wow.
Right, pass interference on number 21 of the New England Patriots. First down.
First and goal, yeah.
First and goal.
Wow.
So, Greg?
Yes.
What do you have to say, Greg?
Yeah, just kind of on the whole sports theme we've had tonight with the Super Bowl, did want to mention that I'm a big fan and participant of Beep Baseball, which, for those who don't know, is baseball for the blind. And the way the game works, the ball actually beeps. So you have a sighted pitcher and a catcher, and the pitcher throws it, you know, toward the batter and the catcher. The ball beeps so you know when exactly to swing and hit it. And then there are two bases, just first and third, in beep ball, which actually beep also. So you know which, you know, one where to run and when, you know, which one of those bases to run to. So it's a lot of fun. And actually the Beat Baseball World Series, which is going to be put on by the National Beat Baseball Association, is going to be held in West Palm Beach, Florida this year. And I'm really anxious to be involved in that. I'm going to be signing up here soon. And that's going to be happening the last week of July. And I believe the team from Indianapolis, I forget their name, they won last year. So they're going to be the defending champs coming in to that. So it's a lot of fun, and once again, just another activity that visually impaired and blind individuals can do and have a lot of fun doing.
That's right. We had the founder of the Atlanta Beatball team on a few years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Atlanta just scored. Freeman ran out of the backfield in the flats for a 9-yard gain touchdown, 28-3. Atlanta Falcons over the New England Patriots. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought? And mm-hmm. the way they plan, the Atlanta Falcons are not stepping off the gas. They are putting the pedal to the metal on New England. I mean, offensively, defensively, and special teams, everybody just playing their part, doing what they need to do. So it's a great game going on thus far for those of you that are Atlanta Falcons fan. It's a sad game for those of you that are New England Patriots fan, because someone told me earlier today, experience is the best teacher, but how true is that?
Right, and this would be Atlanta's if they do hang on, which you never know, but if they do hang on, would be their first Super Bowl. So
now I can't take nothing away from Tom Brady and the Golden Boys.
Oh, definitely.
Because we got a whole nother quarter to go, and Tom Brady is good if he have control of the ball and the ball is in his hand. So
right.
I will say that. But that's my conjunction for tonight. Let's see how this will turn out.
Wow. You would have to do four touchdowns, though, in 15 minutes. Four touchdowns in 15 minutes. That's hard to do.
Yes.
In the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Any game, but let alone the Super Bowl. Right. It's pretty
in
much.
The last quarter, four touchdowns.
Right.
And Greg, this cake that your mother bought from Publix, the chocolate football cake,
yeah.
is delicious.
Which I can eat it.
And so sweet. Yeah, this is the kind of cake you like, Michael. Very fudgy.
I'm anxious to try that.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
Well, Greg, we loved having you here.
Hey, when you get a chance, make sure that you go by and listen to these commercials from the Super Bowl. I just saw another commercial talking about a hair
product?
To wash it. Yeah, hair product. And they was blow drying the baby hair, and the baby had a head full of hair. And the dog, and then the waiter had what do you call those? That be that the bone of a cow or the bone of a horse? The
antlers.
Yeah,
horns,
but
horns. Yeah, horns or
horns
tusks.
Of
yeah,
of right. a animal on her head is a hairdo.
Oh, brother.
These commercials
I
are
hear
hilarious.
Marcia back there. I hear Marcia laughing. I hear Marcia
laughing.
Yeah, she's rolling.
The commercials are showing miss. Themselves.
Well, I'm glad to hear, because the last few years, the commercials have kind of been subpar, so I'm glad they're finally some entertaining
for 5
ones.
Million, they should be doing something.
Right. 5 million, they better be the best commercials ever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They better be the best. These commercials better get up and walk by themselves and make me laugh for $5 million for
exactly.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, the only difference is the visually impaired can't see it. That's the problem. We, you and I couldn't
That's
see
That's why
it.
Chris is describing everything.
Yeah, but I'm saying if Chris and I were not Chris, I'm sorry. If Greg Limerick and I were watching it, we'd have a problem because you couldn't see unless somebody was describing it to us at the time.
Right, yeah. I mean, there is audio described video and everything, but for commercials, they should have it definitely for the Super Bowl. You know.
What if they have that?
Actually, a question, Greg. Do they have, when you're listening to a show, are the commercials... Do they have audio description?
I don't believe so. I think it is just the actual programming.
Oh, okay.
That's why I like listening to the radio, watching a football game, because
the play-by-play
is never as good as when you listen to the radio, they describe everything. On television, they don't.
Exactly, yeah. You just get so much clearer of a picture, you know.
So, Greg, I want to thank you so much
another
for coming.
Show. Yes. Another show under your belt.
It just flew by, but I cannot thank you guys enough. I really appreciate you having me tonight.
Our pleasure.
It's always amazing being around the crazy Golders, like I like to say. So thank
Lynn,
you so much.
Michael.
It's been real.
Really, this was really, really a fun
Marcia,
show.
Marcia.
Chris, I'm glad
Doc,
you made it.
Chris,
thank you. Yes.
Glad your wife is feeling better.
Yeah, she was a little ill. She just had some tightness around her stomach, so she's doing a little bit better. I just got off the phone with her.
Good.
So
she
said she's all right.
Tell her we send our regards. Maybe we'll meet her someday.
Yeah, should have come.
Yeah.
Well, my mother-in-law came. She called and talked to her mom, and my mother-in-law popped up out of nowhere, and I was like, oh, okay, well, great. I got somebody here to watch. So.
That's good. Well, it really was a fun show, and thank you, Dr. Lindbergh and Marcia and Lily.
Lily. Can't forget Lily the Maltese.
No, I wouldn't forget Lily.
Thank you guys are awesome.
Thank you so much. And we want to thank your whole entourage for calling in, your brother Dave and everybody calling in.
Definitely. Thanks everyone for listening. And
Eugene.
Yes.
And Harvey.
And Harvey. Don't forget Harvey.
And Sarah.
Sarah and Leanna, her mom. Yep.
Nora. Don't forget Nora.
Nora. Oh, yeah. She's the most important.
Always a great show when you come in, Greg.
Thanks.
Love you.
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care,
Love
all.
You guys.
We'll see you next week. We got a great
Take
show next
care.
Week. Don't go away. See you next week.
Yep.
Look forward to it.
She'll
Love
be
you
in
all.
The house.
Bye
Take
now.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Stay well.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.